Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. After Christmas, we all probably have some waste we need to dispose of. It's not just wrapping paper, empty boxes, or even a Christmas tree. We are likely to have accumulated some food waste over the holidays also. Whatever we might have, it's important that we dispose of all of our waste properly. Karen Foley is Environmental Awareness Officer with Clare County Council.
The main thing is, like, if you have waste, think about reusing it first. Can it be mended? Could somebody make use of it? If it's food, can you freeze it? Could you reuse it at another stage? And once you kind of think about that, the next best thing then is to recycle it, and to recycle it properly. And that's the key here. Every household in Clare should have a general waste bin, a recycling bin, and a food waste bin. And basically, putting your waste into the correct bin is key. And it's key in terms of protecting the environment and in terms of reducing our carbon footprint also. And I say that because a lot of people don't separate out their food waste. So I would encourage everybody, if they don't have a food waste bin, to ask their local waste contractor for one. And that's a really good climate action, is to separate out your food waste. Other people are fantastic. They have composting systems at home, and they're amazing and really good for the environment as well. Just to give you a few stats, Pat, the EPA did what's called a waste characterisation study. So they would have looked at a number of municipal bins and done an analysis of it. So what came back was that going into the general waste bin, okay, so we're talking about our black bin, 36% of the items put in were correct, so the remaining wasn't. So there's a lot of items going into the general waste bin that could go into the recycling bin and that could go into the food waste bin. So yeah, so they came back with a stat to say that 20% of the bin was food waste. So that's why it's really important to think about, you know, putting your food waste into your food waste bin. As well as that, 64% of what goes into the recycling bin nationally is correct. So that's an increase. It's improved. The recycling, the contamination and the recycling bins have reduced, but there's still a lot of work to be done. So like the likes of like My Waste Ireland, it's a fantastic resource. And if you're not sure what can be recycled and what can be, just go into that resource, mywaste.ie, and you can type in the item that you want to find out how can you recycle it, and it'll let you know what happens to it. So some may go into the recycling bin, but others may need to be brought to a bin bag, or brought to, if it's waste electronic equipment, that it goes back to an electrical store or to one of our recycling centres. Yeah, so the recycling bin is quite good, and 15% of general waste is getting into our recycling bin is what they're saying as well. Not so much food waste, which is good, because food waste would be a huge contaminant in our recycling.
Karen, there is so much in the house after Christmas we can dump into our own home bins, but there'll be bigger materials which we'll have to dispose of elsewhere.
Yes, we've got 5 recycling centres around County Clare. The recycling centres can vary in what they accept, so I would check that out. Again, the My Waste resource will direct people for the bulkier waste, what they can do with it. Throughout the year, we do, like we have done mattress amnesty days, we've done household hazardous waste collection days. So it's really important to follow us on Greener Clare, at Greener Clare, on social media for these days that could come up. It's all kind of linked to funding opportunities, and as a local authority we avail of them. So I suppose the main message here is to log on to clarecoco.ie and get to know your local recycling centre and what they can or cannot accept.
That was Karen Foley, Environmental Awareness Officer with Clare County Council. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.